the question of where law enforcement was, both before and after September 11th, because it's not like Ashcroft exactly, you know, other than the Patriot Act, really led any investigation into any of this. This was a military response we had to 9/11,
right.
not a law enforcement one.
But even the military response was a little slow.
Well, yeah, because we still don't have Bin Laden yet. So yeah, it's and now the American generals are saying, look, we may have talked about trying to get Bin Laden by the end of the year, but don't hold us to it.
What is that about? Are they setting him up with a plane flight, too?
I don't know.
Setting him up in like one of...
Extra C for the dialysis machine. I have no idea what they're getting ready to do with Bin Laden. Or whether or not, you know, some people say Bin Laden's on ice and, you know, they're going to hold him until October or November.
Before
the election and let
him
out.
Oh, those conspiracy theorists, I can't stand them.
Why?
Let's get some callers.
Why can't
1-866-303-AARZ.
Why, because they have a...
1-866-303-2270.
What do you think against conspiracy theorists? I mean,
dial us up, guys. Help me out here. I've got a ranting conspiracy guy right
imaginary,
next to me.
Like, it's like they take the news and they apply their imagination to it and try to make, you know, logical leaps of, you know, conjecture.
Help me, callers. Help me. Please. 1-866-303-AAR0. 1-866-303-2270. It's not good enough to be on the internet at www.airamericaradio.com at this point. Please call.
Listen to you pleading like that.
I know. I just like, you're only a few feet away.
This weird desperate side of you, too.
You know what I think that I should have? You know how dogs have those little electronic fences that they can't go through?
Otherwise,
they get a little electric shock. I need to put up something around my desk over here for the anti-conspiracy theory attack.
Okay, we got Alan. Alan in Long Island. Are you there, Alan?
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
Hi. I just want to say that I think the morning devotional, my brother and my father are both pastors, and they both mentioned that that's highly offensive to a lot of people, and I think because you're a new radio station, you'd try to be the least bit offensive as you could.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but it's also a little funny. Did they say it was funny at all?
Well, it's like I told the other guy, it would be one thing if a comedian was doing it, because then if someone was offended, they would blame the comedian.
Right.
But when it's a regular thing on the radio station, I feel that, you know, the people, you're going to turn off some people that you really don't want to turn off.
Right.
Even if it's a regular thing done by a comedian?
Yeah,
I'm the
comedian, and I've been doing it, so I'll take responsibility for it. I think some of them have been kind of funny. Have you heard any of them?
No, I haven't yet. I just heard the comment from my brother last night.
And he's a pastor. Well, I can understand how a guy who does devotionals, you know, as part of his job, would find it offensive. But I think that you might be undermining the comedic intent of it.
Yeah, you might want to listen to one and then make up your own mind.
Okay.
All right.
Right on,
Alan.
I'll do that.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
That. Thanks a lot for calling. You know.
Bye.
Bye, Alan. Thank you.
You know, it's interesting because this is kind of like the way some people reacted to the Passion of the Christ. They didn't see it, but they heard from other people
that it was
A, B, C, D, or E, and they reacted based on what they heard from other people.
I was one of those people until yesterday. And, you know, and I was happily disappointed by a lot of it.
But were you converted?
No, I did go home and thought, like, when I went back to my house after I, had seen it, and I was sitting by myself wondering what I was going to do with my day and just how sad my life was. I thought for a moment that, you know, it was nothing compared to, you know, what Jesus had to go through. Me just having to wonder, you know, what I'm going to do for dinner.
But I understand why somebody who is a preacher or even not a preacher, I understand why people who have religious beliefs might be offended by that.
I can see if they
don't find it funny, especially why they would find.
And I also understand how the Passion of Christ would be so powerful to somebody who believed, you know, because, it, you know, there's nothing like it, certainly.